Why didn't Lutherans abandon many of the worship practices of the medieval Roman Catholic Church? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July is Faith and Act, the Survival of Medieval Ceremonies in the Lutheran Reformation. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or you can find out more about Faith and Act at issuesetc.org. Faith and Act, the Survival of Medieval Ceremonies in the Lutheran Reformation.
That in the life of Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus didn't limit his ministry to the four walls of the church. We know that.
What really is the difference between these vision-driven organizations and the Roman papacy?
Being faithful to that relationship doesn't earn you the relationship. It's simply a mark of your being in that committed relationship that God has already set in place.
Any reformation that does need to be brought about, either on a small scale or on a large scale, must always be under the governing and watchful authority of Holy Scripture.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love Issues Etc.
It was just yesterday that I got a question. We were at church teaching Bible class, and one of the readings for that Sunday had been St. Paul in the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians was talking about his vision of heaven. Now, he claims there in the 12th chapter, it's a famous thorn in the flesh verse. He claims that whether in the body or the spirit, he doesn't know, he was taken up into the third heaven, and he heard things there, he said, that he's not permitted to utter. He heard things that he can't talk about. But he was so elated by this vision that in order for him not to become too elated, God sent him the messenger of Satan, the thorn in the flesh. What did St. Paul see? What did he hear? He won't tell us. Now, there are a lot of people out there who are more than willing to share with you their visions of heaven. They claim to have been there. They claim to have seen it. They claim to have some insight, not only into what it is, what it looks like, what it feels like, but how to get there. They even took up this subject on a special two-hour edition of 2020 with Barbara Walters talking about heaven from every perspective imaginable. And I thought it'd be a good idea on this Monday afternoon if we would listen to that as much as we can and get your reaction. One thing I want you to listen for here is the Christian, the biblical view of heaven, fairly represented by anybody in this two-hour special on ABC's 2020 with Barbara Walters on heaven. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We are coming to you live this Monday afternoon. It's the 9th of July. We're going to spend the next 2 hours with you, audio open lines, listening to as much as we can get in, about an hour or a little bit more of the audio of the ABC News 2020 special on heaven. And I want your reaction. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can send your reaction, your questions, your comments to us via email. We'll get them right here in real time in the studio. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or we have left space at our Facebook fan page for you to leave questions or comments there on heaven, as presented by Barbara Walters on a 2020 two-hour special Friday night. It's facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, when you talk about heaven, you got to talk about the whole big idea. It's a huge idea. It's cultural. It's religious. It's something that's, and they're quite right in saying this, listen carefully, it's embedded in the way we think about this life, the hope of the next life, and it's not unique to Christianity. I want to know, do you hear the Christian view, the biblical view of heaven fairly represented in this piece we're going to play for you? What do you think? Do you think the people who claim to have gone to heaven and come back? I mean, Paul claims he did. He says, I don't know whether it was in the body or the spirit, but he would not say what he heard there. And he doesn't spend any time describing what he saw there. But most recently, there have been whole books written. Heaven is for real. A book written by the parents of a little boy who claimed to have gone to heaven and seen things. He's in this piece as well. What do you think about it? What's your reaction to claims about heaven, especially the all-important claim about how one gets there? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. live this Monday afternoon, July the 9th, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or visit our Facebook fan page. Leave a question or a comment there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's the story. It's from Barbara Walters, 2020. They did a two-hour special Friday night on heaven.
Good evening. Tonight, we're going on a journey around this world and into the next. Our ultimate destination, heaven. The promise of heaven is one of the most powerful and motivating beliefs in human history. Some spend their lives doing good works to get there. Others kill in the name of heaven. But is heaven an actual place, or could it be a myth dreamed up to give our lives meaning? Over the next 2 hours, we'll explore heaven with leaders of the major faiths, with people who say they've been there, with celebrities, and even with terrorists. So join us now as we begin our journey to what most people believe is a better place. To give you an idea of the hold heaven has on us, in a survey by ABC News, nearly 9 out of 10 Americans said they believe heaven exists.
How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
And most assume they're going there at the end of their lives.
This life is not what we're made for. We're made for heaven. We're made for the future.
All these years on earth are only to get to the next place?
Absolutely.
That Roman Catholic viewpoint is shared by millions of Muslims as well.
The real life is the next life. And based upon how we live this life, it determines where we shall be in the next.
But heaven is not just about religion. It has become a staple of popular American culture. A perfect pitch line for advertisers who believe when it comes to selling, nothing is sacred.
I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.
And heaven is a thread woven into the tapestry of American music. Eric Clapton's fans grieved with him over the accidental death of his 4-year-old son.
I don't believe in heaven.
After the death of her close friend Whitney Houston, Alicia Keys serenaded her in heaven.
And it's a long, long way to heaven, but I gotta get there.
All right, so far, a little bit of pop culture view of heaven. That heaven is, it's an aspiration, it's hope. So when Eric Clapton's little boy dies, I don't know if he had a greater hope than is expressed in his popular song, Tears in Heaven, but it's something that people believe in. 90% of Americans believe that heaven exists for no particular reason. And most of them believe that they're going to go there when they die. It's kind of a way of, in the most general sense, it's a way of thinking that when all this is done, you're going to get a chance to, it's kind of the big retirement package, isn't it? The way you think of your life, when I'm done working, then there's going to be the golden years. The 10, 15, 20, 25 years I'll get to spend not having to answer to the man anymore, just kicking back and having a good time with everything taken care of writ large. When I'm done with this life, heaven awaits me. We're not incredibly curious about the mechanics of the thing. It's just nice to have a general belief that after this, there's something else. And after this, that something else will be better. Now, how often have you heard this? At the funeral of someone, people who have no particular religious persuasion whatsoever saying, well, at least they're in a better place. In terms of pop culture, that's about as far as heaven goes. But of course, if you're a Christian, it goes far beyond that it's a better place. In fact, that doesn't even touch it. It's a better place. I always find it kind of interesting when Christians say that they're in a better place. They don't say they're in heaven. They're in a better place. Almost like we're hedging our bets that what we're hoping for is a better place, but we don't want to come out and say heaven because that's too theological of a statement, much less to say they've gone to be with the Lord or to be with Jesus. 1-877-623-6943. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. Live this Monday afternoon. We're listening to the ABC 2020 special on heaven that aired Friday with Barbara Walters. She starts out talking about pop culture and its view of heaven. Let's see what else they have to say.
Melissa Etheridge's rock and roll lyrics, meanwhile, see heaven as much closer to home.
Heaven is here. Heaven is here.
It was Bob Dylan, a Jewish boy from the Midwest, who turned the idea of dying and going to heaven into an anthem for a generation.
And I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door.
From unforgettable lyrics to memorable lines.
If you don't change who you are, then you won't go to heaven.
Many of us draw our most vivid impressions of heaven not by sitting in front of the pulpit.
God, I gotta ask you something. What's the meaning of life?
Homer, but by sitting in front of television and movie screens.
Bruce, I'm God.
Bingo! Yahtzee!
The film industry has sort of become our collective imaginations.
The messenger has arrived.
We turn out movies day after day after day that are concerned with heaven, how to get there.
I was slipping away. That's what it felt like.
What it's going to look like.
I was alive. I was alive in my own perfect world.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of the ABC 2020 special on heaven. I want to know what you think about it. Pop culture is one thing. That's a nice way to kind of ease into the subject of heaven. But what is it really? Does it matter what it looks like or feels like? We'll be right back.
'Tis in heaven.
The church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century. The 16th century. The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers. You're listening to Issues, etc.
Does your church need a backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. through the charitable grant program Thrive and Choice. We received more than $15,000 last year through Thrive and Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrive and Choice. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page at issuesetc.org. Please support Issues, etc. in 2012 with Thrivent Choice.
I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Monday afternoon. We're coming to you live this ninth day of July, listening to Barbara Walters' 2020 special on heaven. She's eased into the subject by talking about it in terms of pop culture and music, and she's in the middle of talking about its film adaptation. And I think she's quite right. For most people, maybe even most Christians, their picture of heaven emerges from art and music, and especially for us 21st century Americans, from television. We have a picture, and it's almost indelible, more informed by pop culture than by Scripture in a lot of ways. Maybe it's because Scripture has so little to say about what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like, what you're going to look like, how old you're going to be or how old you're going to look. All questions that naturally come up when we think about heaven. But maybe they're not the most important questions of all. They're certainly questions that pop culture is ready to answer for you. Now, what are your reactions? What I want you to listen for here is whether or not a biblical, a Christian view of heaven is going to be fairly represented. It's been mentioned, generally mentioned. It's been mentioned along with several other views of heaven. More details coming in the 2020 special. Our call-in number live this Monday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943. I invite your questions or comments, 1-877-623-6943. You can send your questions or comments to us via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can visit our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to leave questions or comments on the 2020 special with Barbara Walters on heaven. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Back to Friday night's 2020.
It's a way to discuss what's important in life.
In The Lovely Bones, a child murder victim watches helplessly as her family grieves, but realizes finally that she is in a magical place.
It's heaven!
And I believe that life after death makes all of our lives a journey with a destination, and a journey in which we can transcend what we were on earth and say that it's important that I lived. The important thing is how we behave here, that we treat everybody justly. It's really about reward and punishment and what we can expect for our good behavior.
Good afternoon and welcome to Judgment City.
Judgment Day was never like this in the Bible. In the movie Defending Your Life, the road to heaven passes through familiar territory.
This is your hotel?
A kind of Miami Beach, complete with fancy hotels and top-notch restaurants.
You like pasta?
Very much.
I'm going to bring you 3 pounds of it. The
and best you can eat all you want and never gain an ounce.
You like a pie?
I love pie.
I'm going to bring you 9 pies to take with you.
But how does one get to this ideal place? We're told that on Judgment Day, no one gets a free pass through the pearly gates.
Judgment!
Although Hollywood seems to think there's an exception to that rule.
All dogs go to heaven because, unlike people, dogs are naturally good.
Are animals going to be in heaven? Why not? If God is all-powerful, he could do anything he wants.
Anthony DiStefano, author of A Travel Guide to Heaven, envisions heaven as a brilliantly hued Garden of Eden.
It's beautiful.
Where we can spend quality time with the greatest geniuses who ever lived.
There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to go fishing with Ernest Hemingway or take painting lessons from Michelangelo or piano lessons from Mozart, as long as those folks made it to heaven.
If you build it, he will come.
That's the one I think that most people, most Americans now in the 21st century think about when they think about heaven. They think of Field of Dreams. I don't know how many people have kind of comforted themselves with that very soft, filtered view of heaven that's presented in that very famous film. Now, he mentioned there something that I think we need to consider, and that is he said it's about rewards and punishments and what we get for our good behavior. I don't know about that. I think the average pop American, not pop Christian, but pop American view of heaven doesn't have a lot to do with good behavior or bad behavior. You got hell for the Hitlers and the Saddam Husseins, and depending on your political persuasion, people of the other party. And then you've got heaven for everybody else. It's the default. You get to go to heaven unless you really, really screw up. You got a ticket punched to heaven unless you just do something terrible. But you've got to rise to the level of a serial killer or a murderer or child molester or a really bad politician to deserve hell. Don't you think that's the real default view? I'm going to heaven unless, rather than I'm going to heaven because. I don't think it has anything to do with behavior in most people's idea. They think judgment's going to be, and many Christians share this view, sad to say. Judgment's going to be God grading on a curve, a big final exam, in the words of Rick Warren, where he's not going to pay attention too much to the details. He's just going to kind of sum your life up and say, all right, good enough. Because, of course, the view is you're going anyway unless you really, really, really mess up. It's kind of like family vacation. When your dad threatened that you wouldn't get to go to Disneyland if you messed up again. But you knew in the end, he'd already bought the tickets. You're going to Disneyland. He may guilt you all the way to Florida, but no, it's California. He may guilt you all the way to the West Coast, but you still get to ride the rides. You still get to shake hands with Mickey, right? I think that's what most people believe about heaven. You're going anyway unless you're a serial killer, child molester, or Nazi Führer, terrorist. And you could fill up the other categories, but you're going anyway. That's the pop culture view. 1-877-623-6943. I want to hear what you have to say. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Oh, my God.
What? What is it?
It's my father.
But perhaps Hollywood touches us most deeply when it taps into the promise that in heaven we will be reunited with the people we've loved and lost.
Is there a heaven?
Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
It's amazing, Molly. The love inside. You take it with you.
It's a comforting notion, played out in so many movies, that between this world and the next, there is an eternal connection.
See ya.
See ya.
A connection to a place of perfect happiness, whether that's heaven or just the other side of the rainbow.
It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away.
And while Hollywood's creators may take poetic license with the theology of heaven, their stories draw us in because they touch a notion deep in the human heart.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
That we are part of something bigger than ourselves. That life is an interlude between two great mysteries, why we are here and where we are going. As our journey continues, we will bring you closer to heaven than you may have ever been before.
When we come back, so is heaven one big reunion?
Do you meet friends and relatives who have died?
I have seen their faces, and I have heard their voices.
Stay with us.
All right. What do you think so far? That's the pop culture view of heaven. I think it's pretty accurately painted. There's not a lot of theology going on there. God is not really even necessary for the pop culture view of heaven. Maybe he's in there, but he's not necessary for it. Because you're going anyway, unless you really mess up. And it will be, well, it's going to be whatever you want it to be. I mean, that's the view. Now, let's get to some theological claims from 2020 special on heaven.
Where do we go when we die? Every culture has wrestled with this question, and most have come to a similar conclusion. The bad end up in hell. More on that later. the good in heaven. And most religious traditions hold that the road to paradise involves a journey. Sometimes with perilous encounters along the way. If you are a Viking who died in battle, fierce goddess warriors known as Valkyries riding mystical steeds would carry you to Viking heaven, Valhalla, where you would join an eternal feast. The Romans thought they became immortal and were spirited off to paradise in a fiery four-horse chariot.
We'll get more of the reflective kind of comparative religions phase of 2020's view of heaven, religions past and present. She'll move up into the present there in just a minute. Not that different. Not that different from the pop culture views. And we'll hear from some people who say they've actually been there. They visited the place and come back to talk about it. Stay tuned. There's holes in the floor of heaven and she's watching over you and me.
He's the most Lutheran man in the world.
I'm not always in Pensacola, Florida, but when I am, I attend Emmanuel Lutheran Church.
Congregation of Emmanuel Lutheran Church of Pensacola, Florida invites you to join us for divine services on Sundays at 8 or 10:30, Sunday school and Bible class at 9:15. Whether you're in Pensacola to enjoy the white sandy beaches of the Emerald Coast or for military training, we invite you to join us. Jesus is here. Word, water, bread and wine for you.
Emmanuel, God with us.
Stay Lutheran, my friends.
At steadfastlutherans.org, we've been called contentious. We've even been called the brothers of John the curmudgeon, and we may well be curmudgeonly sometimes. But we always have the best and clearest voices in confessional Lutheranism. Articles from Molly Hemingway, Martin Nolan, Clement Preuss, Todd Wilkin, and a host of regular contributors. Come check out the new Lutheran media. Always clear, always concise, always confessionally Lutheran. SteadfastLutherans.org.
What happens when you take solid doctrine and solid curriculum and combine them with ancient scholars and modern technology? You get Wittenberg Academy, the very first completely online classical Lutheran high school. We are unabashedly Lutheran and offer families a rigorous standard of academic excellence. Students can pick and choose classes, or they can utilize our entire curriculum for their high school education. Visit our website, WittenbergAcademy.org, to find out more.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
The effort to end abortion is agonizingly slow, but we're making steady progress. Recent government statistics revealed good news. During the last two decades, the abortion rate has dropped 25%. In addition, the rate of pregnancies and births also dropped, which means the message of abstinence until marriage is working. At the core, the fewer babies killed by abortion is due to more people knowing the ugly reality behind the pro-abortion euphemism of pro-choice. The choice is to kill innocent human life. But we've got a long way to go because one out of every five pregnancies still ends in abortion. Every minute of every day, the hearts of three more babies are stilled by abortion. So keep praying and do all you can to speak out for the babies.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Mansion high above the clouds. Everybody want to go. Nobody wanna go now.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. It's audio open lines on this Monday, July the 9th. We're coming to you live taking your questions and your comments on the 2020 special that aired on Friday night with Barbara Walters on Heaven. She's already presented the pop culture view of Heaven. What's wrong with it? It basically is good people go to Heaven. Bad people, well, the issue of hell is a little later in the special. Good people go to Heaven, and that means probably you, unless you really mess up, because God grades on a curve, and God's not really that important anyway. You're going anyway. The other part of the pop culture view is that there's a connection between Earth and Heaven. Or at least we want there to be a connection between Earth and Heaven so that those who have gone on before us are looking down on us through the holes in the floor of Heaven, or they're visiting us in the field of dreams, or they're coming to us as ghosts, or they're speaking to us. We'll hear a little bit about that from a Christian preacher of all people in just a minute. And then the last part of the view, the pop culture view of Heaven, is that it will be whatever you want it to be. Now, I want to come back to that a little bit later. We've got plenty of time, because I don't think the Bible says in any sense whatsoever that heaven's going to be whatever you want it to be. In fact, I think the Bible says heaven is not going to be what you want it to be. But I'll explain that a little bit later. What is wrong with the pop culture view of heaven? 1-877-623-6943, audio open lines, issues, etc. 1-877-623-MYIE. Scott's listening in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. It just strikes me that this entire piece is so very wrong-headed that we can be so enamored with our own supposed merits and goodness that we don't see how sick we are. We forget that we are born terminally ill, and we're terminally ill for a reason called original sin. We weren't designed to die. We're not sinners because we sin. We sin because we're sinners, and the wages of sin is death. This claim that the default position is that we get to go to heaven unless we really mess up, it's ludicrous. It's like saying that we will get to go to heaven if we reduce the symptoms of our terminal condition, despite the fact you have to endure the final symptom of that terminal condition to get there anyway.
Smartest listeners in radio, thanks for listening in Illinois, Scott, and thanks for the call. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. It's audio, open lines, issues, etc. We're listening to the 2020 special that aired Friday with Barbara Walters on Heaven. She's exploring every aspect of Heaven, pop culture, now getting to some of the religious claims past and present. The question I've got for you, will you hear the Christian view, the biblical view of Heaven in its fullness, fairly treated here? I'm just talking about, will it get a hearing? You're going to hear from Christians or people who claim to be Christians, but will the Christian biblical view of Heaven be heard on the 2020 special? And don't let me forget to come back to that. Scripture definitely says that Heaven is not going to be whatever you want it to be. So what's wrong with the pop culture view of Heaven? What's wrong with the generally religious view of Heaven?
The early Christians and Jews believed that man was not pure enough to enter the kingdom of heaven as flesh and blood. All people were transformed into spiritual beings, filling heaven with angels. That belief has changed over the centuries, but angels still have an important connection with heaven. And in cities all over the world, angels can be seen in watchful poses.
We believe that they are the ones who take care of us. They are the messengers of God. They're the ones who are God's very special friends and his servants.
Cardinal Theodore McCarrick is an Archbishop Emeritus of Washington, D.C. Do you have a personal vision of heaven?
I always think of heaven as being a place where we won't have any troubles anymore. I'm looking forward to meet my mom and dad and the rest of my family.
Does the body go to heaven?
We believe it does. We believe that there's a resurrection of the body.
And how will you look? Will you look the way you do now?
Well, I'm expecting to have my hair back. I think we will look as we would want to look.
There is a heaven.
Reverend Calvin Butts, pastor of New York's famed Abyssinian Baptist Church, says he remembers many visions of heaven over the years.
It's peace. No tears, no mourning, no suffering. It's eternal joy and happiness because you are at one with God.
And just at the moment that I'm ready to feel sorry for myself, God lets a vision of rapture burst on my sight.
Do you meet friends and relatives who have died?
I have seen their faces, and I have heard their voices.
Reverend Butt says he heard the voice of his deceased grandmother at her funeral.
And in the midst of my crying and weeping and the choir singing, she spoke to me.
What did you want to know?
Well, I wanted to know why she gave my chicken and dumplings to the town drunk called Ned.
I hope she answered you.
She did. She told me that she was sending up her timber. So by doing good works every day, my grandmother was sending up a little timber for her heavenly home.
Where is heaven?
Oh, I don't know. It's in a dimension that I can't explain.
Somewhere up there.
Well, up there, but heaven is in another dimension, so you don't necessarily have to look up, but you can look out and see heaven. Heaven is a fourth dimension, if you will, but don't look down.
All right. It sounds like some of the pop culture views of heaven have bled over into ostensibly Christian views of heaven. Grandma's talking to the Reverend Butts at her funeral. There she is in the casket, but she's hearing her voice. She explains that what she was doing when she was doing her good works was she was, that's interesting. Maybe it's just I'm lost touch with my southern roots. She was sending up a timber for the construction of her heavenly mansion. Her good works were somehow helping construct her heavenly dwelling place. Not actually an idea that's unfamiliar to many Christians. If you've read Rick Warren's The Purpose-Driven Life, he doesn't talk about sending up a timber, but he does talk about, in essence, kind of feathering your heavenly nest with your good works. He talks about determining your status, your place, your social strata, so to speak, in heaven, with your good works. So that's not an idea unfamiliar either to much of pop American Christianity or to pop culture. It sounds like they have a lot in common there. It's a place where you improve your lot by your good works here, and there's still that telephone line connecting heaven and earth. Now, I've done a lot of funerals. I've never heard the voice of the deceased speak. And I don't know that the Bible presents a picture of their... In fact, the only picture where it does deal with the issue of communication between here and there, it says there isn't, there can't be. And it's remarkable how many Christians believe that there is and that there should be. Let's get back to the ABC 2020 special, Barbara Walters on heaven.
Imran Faisal, do Muslims believe in heaven?
Yes, Muslims do believe in heaven and hell.
Faisal Abdul Rauf is an Islamic scholar. What does heaven look like?
We are told we will be in comfortable homes, reclining on silk couches. We will have people coming, you know, servants, lovely servants, young youths to regale you, Barbara. We're given the delights of sex, the delights of wine, the delights of food.
And while almost all Jewish people believe that death is not the end of human existence, Judaism is more directed to life in the present. Many Jews believe the resurrection of the dead will occur in Olam Haba, Hebrew, for the world to come, a time when the Messiah comes to initiate a perfect world of peace and prosperity. Jews believe that those buried here in Jerusalem will be resurrected first. Rabbi Neil Gilman is a professor emeritus of philosophy at New York's Jewish Theological Seminary.
At the end of days, God will resurrect bodies, will reunite body and soul, and the individual will come before God to account for his or her life.
The Jewish version of afterlife sounds a great deal like the Christian version of afterlife.
But of course, the early Christians were all Jews, and early Christianity was formed out of Judaism.
The cardinal felt that the purpose of life was to go to heaven.
I would not put it that way. I would think that the purpose of life is to live a decent life in the presence of God with an awareness that there's a God in the world and that we want to please and to worship God. And that's reason enough to live the good life.
In this world, you will have tribulation. And it gets awfully dark sometime. But beloved, you can make it if you've got a vision of heaven.
All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, more of the 2020 ABC Barbara Walters special on heaven. I want to hear from you. We got 10 more minutes in this hour, and we'll continue to listen in the next hour of Issues Etc. live this Monday, July the 9th, the 2020 special on heaven and your reaction to it. Audio open lines, Issues Etc. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can go to our Facebook fan page and leave a question or a comment there. Please include your city and state so we know where you're listening. Facebook.com/issuesETC. Send us an email right here in the studio, right now. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at @issuesETC. What's wrong with the pop culture and sounds like a very similar pop Christian view of heaven? 1-877-623-6943. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll be right back. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Augsburg Lutheran, Shawnee, Kansas. Peace Lutheran, Fresno, California. Trinity Lutheran, Casper, Wyoming. Memorial Lutheran, Houston, Texas. Trinity Lutheran, Gillette, Wyoming. Our Savior Lutheran, Ridgecrest, California. St. Mary's Lutheran, Des Moines, Iowa. Redeemer Lutheran, Caucabeca Falls, Ontario, Canada. St. Jacoby Lutheran, Shawano, Wisconsin. And St. John's Lutheran, North Prairie, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300.
Theology for blue collar, white collar, and clerical collar. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Beth and I were looking for some summer tutoring services for our two middle school children. We shopped around and scheduled an appointment with Sabrina at Sylvan Learning Center of Edwardsville. Justin and Emily were thoroughly tested and are currently taking classes for math and reading comprehension. Sylvan Learning Center has two Metro East locations, Edwardsville, 656-0500, Shiloh, 628-0018, and one in Creve Coeur, 997-3035. Avoid summer learning loss, Sylvan Learning.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Monday afternoon, doing some audio open lines. On Friday, ABC News 2020 had a Barbara Walters special for 2 hours on heaven. It started out in pop culture, moved into the matters of, very gradually into the matters of theology. We've been listening to it for this hour. We will for the next hour of the program as well. And they're going to get to America's pastor. Don't worry about that. America's pastor, Joel Osteen, is going to have his say on heaven. Now, you usually don't expect a real thorough treatment of a Christian view of heaven, and I haven't heard one. Well, I've heard a lot of Christian things so far in this 2020 special about heaven. I've heard about the resurrection. That's good to hear. I've heard about eternal life. I've heard. I don't think I've heard about Jesus yet, except... No, I don't think I've heard about Jesus yet. Now, Barbara Walters is nothing if not thorough, and she's going to get to the Jesus subject here in a bit. She's going to talk about Jesus. Her big question, I want you to listen for it, is going to be, well, you Christians, you believe that if you believe in Jesus, you go to heaven, but what about all those people, all those religions that don't? It's a good question. It's a really good question. I want you to listen carefully to the answers. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc or facebook.com/issuesetc.
It represents the eternal hope that there is a better place than this, because at those moments of greatest trials and tribulations, a view of heaven would make things so much better, so much quicker.
If indeed we do believe that our purpose is not life on earth, but to go to heaven, why struggle against death?
Well, there you are.
Where?
You have come in a very wonderful, special way to an understanding of what religion is all about. And religion basically says to us that the purpose of life is to come to the end of your life at peace with the Lord so that you may find and eternal happiness in heaven.
Thank you. What a welcome.
Before he reaches the end of his life, presidential candidate and Mormon Mitt Romney hopes to first pass through the gates that lead to this house.
I believe in my Mormon faith, and I endeavor to live by it.
Romney, to many Americans, is the face of Mormonism, one of the world's fastest-growing religions. What is the biggest misconception about the Mormon religion?
Well, I think there are some people who think we're not Christian, and that's a huge misconception. We believe literally that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Elder William R. Walker is a senior leader within the Mormon Church, more properly called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Do Mormons believe in heaven?
Oh, yes, we do, Barbara. We believe absolutely in heaven and believe that if God is our Father in heaven, like any father would, he would want his children to come home.
All right, we'll take a little break here. Now, there's going to be more from the Mormon view of heaven. I think it's good that they're treating the Mormon view of heaven because in a lot of ways, it does define Mormonism as distinct from Christianity. Not just in its details, but as you'll hear in just a minute, there's another kind of correction that the Mormon elder wants to make about the popular view of heaven that doesn't sound very Christian to me at all. But at least we're covering all the bases here. We've got a Christian preacher who says he's heard from his dead mother. We've got the Mormon leaders. We've heard a little bit from Islam. Yes, there's a heaven and there's a hell. It's going to be pretty much what you'd expect heaven to be. They have a view. It's going to be whatever you want it to be, too. And we heard it from the Christian preacher. It's going to be whatever you want it to be. From Cardinal McCarrick, it's going to be a place where no more troubles. Things will be just the way I like them to be. And the more we hear, the more it sounds like the pop cultural view of heaven has really had a strong influence on our religious views, our theological views of heaven. We're listening to Barbara Walters' 2020 special on heaven. Here's more.
But Mormons see heaven a little differently than other Christians.
One of the things that distinguishes our belief and our faith is we don't think you just say, I believe in Jesus, and you go straight to heaven. We think that our lives will be evaluated based on how we lived, if we live with love for others, if we contribute to society, if we keep the commandments of God.
Mormons also believe there's not one, but three degrees of heaven.
And the better the life, the higher point in heaven you go.
That's correct.
But before they reach heaven, there is a room inside Mormon temples that only believers are allowed to enter.
It is called the Celestial Room, and its high ceilings, comfortable furnishings, and brightness are meant to evoke visions of heaven.
It's to remind us that we're on our way back to God. We're on our way back to heaven. That's our objective.
If you do not accept Jesus Christ as the Son of God, if you are a Jew, for example, or a Muslim, what then?
Well, I think it's not as difficult as it seems. When we get on the other side, after we've died, and God the Father says, "This is my Son, Jesus Christ," we believe every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Christ. So, yes, all mankind can make it into heaven because of that.
Can I go to heaven?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm sure you'll make it to heaven. I don't have any doubt about that.
I could use a recommendation. Thank you.
I'll give you my recommendation.
When we come back, why wait for the riches of the afterlife when you can get them right here on earth?
Father, give them bonuses.
Riches for everybody, except other religions.
What happens to the Muslims and the Hindus and the Jews and people who do not believe in Christ? Where do they go?
All right, we're going to hear from Joel Osteen in just a minute on the ABC News special. I mentioned there that there was something. Well, the one out of one side of his mouth, the Mormon elder was saying that the biggest misconception about the Mormon religion is that they're not Christians. He says we are Christians. At least he's coming out and being honest that Mormons want to be viewed as Christians, which is a real break with the Mormon founders, Joseph Smith and Brigham Young and the others, who definitely did not understand themselves to be Christians. They believed that Christianity was apostate. It had fallen away. It was completely ruined and useless. That it was not the religion of Jesus Christ. And so they founded what they thought was the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, the other thing that you may, if you were listening carefully, you may have heard it. While he says, yes, we're Christians, he presents a very unchristian view of how one gets to heaven. He said, it's not just faith in Christ, it's also your good works. It's faith plus works. And it even determines what floor you get to live on when you get to their high-rise heaven. You could be on the bottom floor. I guess that's for people who had faith and kind of just enough good works. And maybe if you had a little bit more, you get to move to the second floor. And the highest level, he affirmed, yes, the highest level is for the best people. That's not a Christian view of heaven. I'm not talking about the three-story view of heaven. I'm talking about the injection of works into whether or not one goes to heaven. It goes back to that pop culture view, doesn't it? That good people go to heaven. The pop culture view says good people go to heaven. Most people are good. Most people will go to heaven. You really got to mess up to not go to heaven. Which, I guess since Mormonism is the ultimate made-in-America religion, it fits beautifully with the pop culture. But what disturbs me is that a lot of Christians believe the same thing. Good people go to heaven. Most people are good. I guess I'm going to go. And just to ensure, just to send up my timber to help construct my heavenly mansion, I'll make sure I do enough good works to make sure, just to make sure I get into heaven. Here's more from 2020.
This is Christianity at its most energetic. America's evangelicals see themselves as the purest version of the faith, with a God-given mission to save the world. Now they are bigger, louder, and more influential than ever.
Come on and give him a shout! Isn't it great that we can all come together to celebrate the good things God has done?
Pastor Joel Osteen's televised sermons attract over 10 million viewers on Sunday mornings.
God has great things in store for you. There's no obstacle too big.
And 43,000 of the faithful pack his Lakewood Church every week, the biggest religious gathering in the country. Pastor Joel, your church is considered evangelical. What does that mean to you?
Well, what I understand evangelical to mean is that we believe in Christ, that he's the way to salvation. We believe that the Bible's true, and that we believe in sharing our faith.
And you follow the Bible literally?
We do. Mm-hmm. We follow it literally, and yes.
Evangelicals believe that a person can get to heaven only if they believe in Christ and if they are born again. So the big question is, what happens to the Muslims and the Hindus and the Jews and people who do not believe in Christ?
We'll get Joel's answer on the other side of the break. It's Audio Open Lines Issues, Etc. on this Monday afternoon, July the 9th. We're listening to the Barbara Walters 2020 special on heaven. She's asked a very good question of America's pastor, the man that 10 million people a week see on television preaching, the man that 43,000 people a week gather in person to see in Houston, Texas at Lakewood Church. Joel Osteen asked the question, if Christians believe that they're going to heaven because they believe in Jesus Christ, what about all the people and all the religions that don't believe in Jesus Christ? We'll get his answer on the other side of the break. I want to hear from you as well, 1-877-623-6943. The next hour is also devoted to your questions, your comments, and your reaction to Barbara Walters' 2020 special on heaven. We'll see if Joel Osteen gives a biblical answer to the question there. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. More on the Barbara Walters 2020 special on heaven and your reaction after this.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Looking for a church that has a small, family-like atmosphere, yet strives for excellent liturgical worship with outstanding music while focused on God's Word and sacraments? A church located in the heart of St. Louis and reaching out to the neighborhood with Jesus Christ and Him crucified? I'm Pastor John Helwig of Emmaus Lutheran Church at 2241 South Jefferson in St. Louis. I invite you to join us for Bible class Sunday mornings at 9 and worship at 10:30. Visit us on the web at emmaus-stl.org.
The latest Issues Etc. journal contains a confession. It's about my problem with the commandment, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You can read it by subscribing to the Issues Etc. journal. Just look for the subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The latest journal also details Pastor Will Wheaton's journey on the Wittenberg Trail. Subscribe to the online Issues Etc. journal today, issuesetc.org.